prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
25. Welcome back to the broadcast. You're in for a treat tonight. I'm going to have a new guest on my program tonight. He's not new to radio, and he's not new to Global Star Radio. He's on there every day, 5 days a week, but he's new to this broadcast. I've heard his program many times because it broadcasts on my low FM station here in Nicholas County, West Virginia, so I know who I'm talking about. And I'm going to bring up a minute and tell you about that in a second. Before I do that, though, I ask y'all's prayer request for Donald George, a neighbor of mine that lived beside for over 50 years. I told you he had a heart attack last week. They were going to do open-heart surgery this morning. He had a heart attack on the table, but that may have been a good thing. It wasn't that severe. They saw what caused it and went in and put, I think, 4 stents in his heart. They still won't do open heart surgery, but hopefully he'll be stronger by that time comes now because his heart is in somewhat better condition. So keep Donald in your prayers, please, okay? And my brother, if you don't mind, also Dick or Richard, but I call him Dick, is still gaining ground. He's still got a long ways to go, folks. If you can see the man, he shrunk 4 inches in height and just really skin and bones. He's gaining some ground, but it's a slow process. Thank you for the prayers for him and my grandson, Dylan. And I want to thank you all for that. And I'll keep you updated when I can from time to time. So just keep, if you don't mind, Don, your prayers for a recovery from this recent heart attack and maybe the strength you're building. Have an open heart surgery if needed to correct this problem, okay? And also, Darlene in New Jersey, if you will call me, I know you want to get in touch with Chance in West Virginia. You give me a call, and I'll try to get that lined out for you, okay? And Chance, if you'll give me a call, I have her number here if you want to call me someday and get that number from us. But now, let's move on. My guest tonight has been on the radio now for several years. He started in radio, oh, gosh. He said clear back in 1968. He's an old man, too. So, anyway, we're going to talk to Dave Krieger. Dave has his own radio show, and I listen to it when I can from time to time. It can make it amusing, but he covers a lot of serious topics, and he really does. And Dave Krieger, welcome to the broadcast.
I appreciate it, Pastor Butch Paul. Thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Well, it's been I've listened to you on the radio for a long time. It's the first time that I've had the honor to have you on here and listen to and have one to share your thoughts and ideas. And I just appreciate what you're trying to do. You're not just sitting around talking about things. You're actually doing something, trying to pull some things back together. Now, I know no one sees eye to eye on everything. We won't either, but that's okay. We agree that the enemy's out there. We agree that we just can't sit back and suck our thumbs and hope things get better. We got to do something about it. And I know you've been trying to do that. But give the folks that don't know you, that maybe don't hear your broadcast, who David Krieger is and what do you do and how do you get started in it?
Well, I was 14, and that's when the radio bug bit me. I was working weekends in a college FM station in Winfield, Kansas, of all places. But I was going to a private school, actually. And, of course, you know, my parents thought it would be good just to shove me in a private school because, you know, give me a dime and a Coke machine, and, man, I'm right there. But, I mean, you know, when you start in radio, radio is kind of a funny thing because people bounce around in radio, and they always, the old adage is, you know, nobody makes any money doing radio. And I really felt that what's been happening over the years is you've seen, and I've talked about this before on my show, Pastor Butch, is, you know, the Organic Act of 1871 when Washington, D.C. became an incorporation. And then everything sprang up around it as incorporations. And so then we have the FCC and the Communications Act of 1934. And all of a sudden now we have the government basically regulating what broadcasters can do. And then over time, corporations moved in, started this mainstream media nonsense, and basically they were told. In fact, I just recently, within the last couple of years, I appeared at a Clay Clark Reawaken America tour in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And I was on stage in front of about 3,500 people in a massive auditorium there in Myrtle Beach, explaining about how the left-wing media has destroyed America. And it all came down to where this information was coming from. And that's the Tavistock Institute. They literally are plugged in like a hand in a glove, and they're talking all about, you know, how they manipulate. They're talking about the CIA. They're talking about several different organizations, all tied to the Committee of 300. And when I got to the last slide in my presentation, I said, and right there, if you look up on the screen, is the chairman of the Committee of 300, Queen Elizabeth II. And every jaw in the room dropped. And so I just said about to, you know, we got to do something to get the word out. And amen. For quite a number of years, I hosted another radio show, which will remain nameless. A lot of you know me from there, and you listen to me on there, and I know that you know, you've been on that program with me from time or two before it went belly up. And a lot of it was, you know, if you have a weird business model, you won't stay in business long. You have to treat people like they matter, and this is one of the reasons why, like you, we take phone calls. And the almighty Todd, who is, you know, God bless him, he's running the show. And he stays up at all hours, I'm convinced of it. This guy doesn't get much sleep. And lives on coffee. And I'm just like, wow. And distilled water, too. He told me that. But the situation is that, you know, there is a collective out there that is trying to do the right thing and expose the truth. And we're competing with the mainstream media, which is being programmed by the corporations. And if they're not playing what we call jukebox type music, which is like iHeartRadio, and they come on and they're all funny and they talk about worldly things and they play country music or they play top 40 or they play rap and hip hop and stuff that only young people understand. You know, they're zeroing in on probably one of the most important generations right now. And that's the ones that are basically going to be looking after us when we can't look after ourselves. And so I thought, you know, we've got to reach out to people. And however we do this, we have to set up some sort of a network. And Todd has done a great job of this because he's been, you know, doing your show for over 10 years now. Yes. And many others besides. And so, you know, I kind of look at this as a big opportunity. When it happened, I just said, look, guy, we need to take this thing to the next level. I need to try to find a radio frequency somewhere that we can acquire. And I want to basically open up a whole nother Global Star channel and just broadcast information 24/7 and give a lot of these podcasters that have been taking a back seat to do go global, basically, and go worldwide. And so people will be able to, I mean, I already have people in Poland, God bless them, in Paris, in the Philippines. I got an email, really nice email from one of the listeners up in Alberta, Canada. I mean, they're all over the place listening to the show, trying to get to the truth because they know they're not getting it from mainstream media. And so like yourself, Pastor Butch, you know, we are on a mission to try to educate people to the way they should go, and especially that they should be teaching their children the way they should go, because that's what the word says. And if you teach your child the way they should go when they get older, they won't turn away from it. That's the gospel truth. So this is one of the things that we've been trying to do here. And, you know, it's just been a gradual evolution, and it just, you know, the stone, rolling stones gather no moss, but they do pick up speed.
That's true. That's true. You know, you said a lot, a mouthful there, and I've been doing this going on 33 years, and people think I hope they don't think I'm boasting, because I certainly am not doing that, but I've never, ever taken a salary out of this ministry, ever. I've never done that. I won't do that, because it's not right in my mind. I've always worked to pay my own bills. Now that I'm mostly retired, I still do a couple odd things once in a while, pick up extra cash, but I don't take money out of the ministry, because I'm trying, by the grace of God, to expand the ministry, get on more stations, reach more people, and because the truth is important. A lot of people will laugh at you and tell them the truth. Some people will just turn their back and walk away. Some will even threaten to kill you. I know that from experience. I've had them loosen the tires on my car and all kinds of things, but that makes no difference. Now, this is a ministry to me. It's not a way of making a living, so I don't get, if somebody doesn't support me, I still eat tomorrow because I'm paying my own way. I don't depend on somebody else to feed me. I've always found, David, that if you take care, if you have a way to take care of yourself, you're not a servant to anybody else. And that's what it boils down to. And I don't like to thank anybody anything but to love him and do what's right. But, you know, you start off saying something that I'm almost certain that 95% of my listeners know what you're talking about. But you mentioned about the United States being incorporated. Now, folks, that may sound like nothing, but it's very important. They've enslaved the whole country, every one of us, all of us, every individual. They want to incorporate every town, every city, every county is incorporated, and that is an important point. And I'm gonna let Dave, because he's an expert at it, tell you very quickly, Dave, why is that important and why does it matter?
Well, it basically matters, and I appreciate you mentioning the fact that, you know, I think people need to understand what a low-power FM station is, because I used to be on the board of directors for one down in Florida, and so I know how hard it is to, you know, you've got to get donations and make this thing move forward. And low-power FMs cannot advertise like regular commercial radio stations. They depend on donations, and we appreciate you supporting Pastor Butch's effort. Even though, you know, I don't like hearing those horror stories about getting your tires deflated, you know, because somebody mad at you for something you said. You know, we always said, and even Johnny Cash said this, and the man comes around, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. and they're out there. And, you know, I just that song gives me the chills every time I hear it. But, you know, when you look at the fact that we're out there trying to preach the gospel in so many ways, and you look at Romans, and you look at the church, and you look at what it's become, you look at the Council of Nicaea 325 AD and what they did to Catholicism, you look at the Vatican, where they're coming from, and they're their own papal state. But in 1871, the banks already had their claws, because Andrew Jackson wasn't in the picture anymore, and they had their claws into the United States government, and the U.S. government couldn't pay its bills. And so they basically said, look, in order for this to happen, we have to restructure the way you do business. And so you have to incorporate. And so the entire 10 square mile area of Washington, D.C. in 1871, February, became a corporation. And then the banksters, of course, later came in and they snuck in the Federal Reserve Act under the Wilson administration in 1913. And immediately, all of a sudden, now we have a banking system. And now then, because of Gregory versus Halvering and some of these other cases out there, we now have income tax and we've gotten away from the tariffs. And see, the left can't stand the idea of having tariffs. And they also can't stand the idea of having their purse strings curtailed. And this is how, over time, the corporate media has infiltrated our society, plagued us with all sorts of lies and deceit, and then turn around and follow the directives of the crown. And I'm talking about the Committee of 300, the Crown of England, and get everybody's birth certificate, create bonds, and the bonds are then sold, and they're making money. And when judges, they have this little thing called the Court Registry Investment System. and the judges get paid for sentencing people to time. They get a bond. The bond is created. It goes into their retirement account. So every single one of these judges in every single corporate municipality, because all the courts are incorporated as well as part of the bigger picture, and they're all benefiting off the backs of we the people. And the bigger picture is because of the fact that in 1933, the U.S. government went bankrupt. Now it's been in Chapter 11 ever since. James Traficant from Ohio brought that up, and boy, you saw what they did to him. He's your next door neighbor, and he was doing prison time because of things that he said on the House floor about the fact that we're in Chapter 11. We're in the biggest reorganization in American history. And, you know, that was sending, you stiff-necked and heart and ears. I mean, it was sending a strong message to the rest of the Congress. And then we talk about the fact that when you look at the banking cartels and their influence in America and their influence in corporations, then you also have AIPAC. Because we already know that this is one of the reasons why. And I reported on Mark Green, the Republican congressman from Tennessee, who voted for the big, beautiful bill, and then he resigned. And it's like, okay, why'd you do that? Did they get to you? How many of these Congress members were threatened that if you didn't support it, like Thomas Massie, that they were going to come after you or your family? I mean, we don't know the extent to which they are manipulating, but it's a specific group of people that we commonly referred to as deep state, and it could be made up of several different factions, but mostly it's bureaucrats that have infiltrated and they've dug their claws deep into this 10 square mile area of Washington, D.C., and they don't run it like a business. They run it like an oligarchy, and that's exactly what it's become today.
And what does that mean to you and I as an individual? I mean, gee, we're not a conglomerate. We're not a state or a county or a court. What's that mean to me as an incorporated individual?
Yeah, because of the birth certificates and the bonds that they created with those.
Yes,
and see, every county has one of these registration systems, and they post a bond as well. And some of you may be fortunate enough, if you have your original birth certificate, that there may actually be a bond number printed on the certificate. And you can see how it was created and the fact that you are now you're owned by the state. And, you know, this is a sad thing. We've talked about offspring, and the Bible clearly talks about offspring and the fact that it's the parents' responsibility. But the first thing the parents do is go out and obligate the child by getting them a birth certificate and then a social security number. And they start volunteering them in to all of these different programs, and they make them a ward of the state.
That's very true. And folks, I've said this many times. You cannot be a ward of the state and be a free man. You can't do it. A free man that cannot provide for himself is not a free man at all. Somebody else got to feed you and clothe you and house you and take care of you. They literally own you. You cannot be a free man, be a ward of the state. That's how we sold it all. You know, Dave, I've also said this many times. We all read about Esau in the Bible and how he sold his birthright, his whole future, for a bowl of soup. And we laugh at that. Well, we'd never do that. We're too smart. Well, I would never do something like that. Yet every time we get a government-assisted program or sign up some kind of government help of any kind, we've sold our birthright of liberty and freedom as God intended for whatever we signed up to receive, didn't we?
We sure did. It was sad,
but it
continues. It continues.
And I said this many times also. If King George would have had the brains to start shipping out food stamps before America decided to rebel, have a revolution, they may not have a revolution because people start getting fed by the king. They're going back to hand to feed them. And I see that in America today. I understand the goals and the desires of people, Dave. I really do. Believe me, I do. I've been in this country, I've been in this nation, I've been alive almost 77 years. I know what I'm saying here. We all see things that are wrong, but we cannot correct them unless we're willing to give something up for that. Unless we're willing to say, we will take care of ourselves, we don't want your help, so therefore you have no jurisdiction over us. We haven't done that. We've even sold our churches out, so-called churches, for the privilege of not paying tax on what's given to us, which is totally unconstitutional, but in a sense unbiblical. But we did it because, hey, it's a privilege. It's something the government awarded us. We're special because we don't pay taxes. I mean, this is what we've done, Dave, through ignorance, maybe. I'm not saying one thing, through ignorance. But my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Ignorance is no excuse to the law, is it?
No, Hosea 4:6. Thank you for quoting that. The thing is that, you know, what people don't understand is that the entire system is propped up on fiat currency. And every president that has ever tried to challenge this fiat currency has been eliminated, starting That's with true. Lincoln. He wanted That's to true. Come up with the greenbacks, and all of a sudden, there goes his head. So same thing with Kennedy, wanting $450 billion worth of no-interest notes. Boom, there goes his head. So, you know, they couldn't have that. And CP, the whole thing is nothing but misdirection. I mean, there was a movie a long time ago, and I keep referring to this on my show. It's called Man of the Year, and the actor was the late Robin Williams, and he pointed it out specifically about the fact that, you know, it's not so much that freedom, you know, freedom isn't free. But he's basically saying, look, I mean, if you're going to sit there, everybody in Congress should wear a racing jacket because they got labels all over them as to who's paying them to do what they're doing. and so, I mean, he said it right there in plain English. And I mean, I thought it was one of the best movies that I have seen him do. But it made a point, like Eddie Murphy and The Distinguished Gentleman, you know, because, I mean, all of these things that Hollywood does, and it's really funny how Hollywood puts this stuff out. And it almost parallels in the universe what's actually going on now. And it's really strange. People can think, wow, you know, they said it on that flick, but, you know, is it happening in real life? And see, the only way we can overcome this is to walk around with the love of God and renewed mind and manifestation. That's the only way we're going to overcome this, is to mentally remove yourself from all the fear that is going on, that's being generated by the left-wing media and being generated out of D.C. and all of the propaganda that you're hearing and all of these things about these bills that they're passing. Because every time you hear the word bill, that means there's money involved. And then the worst thing they've done to America is they've turned around and they said, we have this thing, it's called the national debt. And now we've added $3 trillion more dollars over the next 10 years because of this one big, beautiful bill. And people are just like trying to back away from it, but they can't, because I feel like they've all been manipulated into signing it. Now, even though the Democrats, you know, said no, and they're going to stick to their guns, and then they threatened that we're going to do the midterms, it's all the big uniparty system. And I've said this time and again, you have the right side of the uniparty and the left side of the uniparty, and they argue, point fingers, and create weapons of mass distraction. And that's exactly what it is. And they got everybody paying attention to it and worrying about, oh, my God, what's D.C. going to do next? Well, you know what? If we stopped worrying about D.C. and started worried about our own walk, we would be much better off.
I agree. I totally agree. But as I said, I taught this in the Bible study this past weekend, and the name of the lesson was to sin with good intentions. And that happened. I'd use an example in the Bible where Uzzah was taking the Ark of the Covenant, moving it on the wagon, and the oxen stumbled, and the wagon started tilting. Uzzah rested up to stay the Ark and died right on the spot, dropped dead. And he said, well, he was trying to do something right. He didn't mean to do anything wrong. That's true. But in Numbers, it tells you where that God said, if anybody touches this, they will die. So, see, ignorance of the law didn't save his life. He didn't have bad intentions, but our intentions may be honorable, Dave, in our own mind. But the Bible tells us the way that seems right in the man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. What seems right, we are easily deceived in the flesh, because it's so much easier to put a trust in man. And Jeremiah 17:5 said, cursed be man, put his trust in man. But put our trust in man and get our benefits that's promised us from the government, and we can live better, we can buy a new car, we can take a vacation. And all that really is true in a sense. They've done that, and we've done that. But they haven't considered what we've done for ourselves. We sold our birthright, and the birthright of our children, and our children's children, have we not?
Yeah, we have. And it's sad, because we know that this is going on. I mean, I delivered my last daughter at home, and I actually signed off on her birth certificate as the attending physician. And see, way back when, I did not know then what I know now. And you see, about doing all this homework and this research into the law, because until, you know, the mid-90s, when I wrote my first book, The Credit Restoration Primer, and How to Clean Up Your Credit, and then I was sitting there one day, because then I'm defending foreclosures and trying to keep people in their homes. And for the last 15 years, I've been doing paralegal work for attorneys all over the United States, writing legal briefs. And one day I was sitting there and I'm going, oh, Pastor Butch, you're not going to believe this. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you know, I'm making work for all of these evil attorneys out there that are representing these banks, because everything I'm writing, they're going to write a response to, and they're getting paid for it. Now, and what have I done? You know, it's like I wallowed into the snake pit. And it's one of the things, I mean, every time that somebody comes to me and says, I'm being foreclosed on, can you help? It's like, same story, different day, same story. You know, they got into trouble and they weren't planning, you know, they didn't execute properly. The government made it so easy to borrow, which is why, you know, I'm always doing the Bill Clinton impersonations on my show, because he's the one that, oh, yeah, we got the American dream. Yeah, everybody needs to have a house. Well, that's great. But, you know, some people don't need a McMansion. And see, that's what we've gotten away from that. And now we have an administration full of billionaires, hedge fund managers, and all sorts of other people out there, one of them gay. Well, that speaks very well for our United States government these days, doesn't it, Pastor Butch?
Oh, it certainly does. But it even speaks worse for the people that tolerate it. That's just the way it is. You know, you can put it, we can put the blame on Washington or the state capitals, or maybe we can put the blame there. But the real blame, according to scriptures even, is with the people. Yeah. When David sinned a sin of numbering the people of Israel against God's command, and thousands of people died because of that sin, God blamed the people. David did it, but the people suffered because of it. If we tolerate our leaders to do evil, if we tolerate it, we're partly to blame. Maybe we can't stop it literally, but if we tolerate by keeping our mouth shut and go along, come along, especially if we go sign up God benefits we can to bleed our bales dry, we are guilty before God for idolatry and also larceny and thievery. That's all part of it.
That's a scary thought, you know. And see, I noticed that you are very, very well informed when it comes to the Old Testament, because I studied the Word. I was in a ministry for 3 years, and we focused a lot on the book of Acts and everything that happened with the Reformed Church and living in the Grace Administration. But that doesn't give us the license to go around and behave like, you know, they did in old times when they, you know, committed all sorts of sins and atrocities and worship false gods. And, you know, technically, because of the fact that we have this dollar bill out there that says Federal Reserve Note, you know, it should give you some solace that because it doesn't say National Reserve Note, it says Federal Reserve Note. That means that every time that you hold that dollar bill in your hand and you attempt to negotiate with that dollar bill, you're negotiating on behalf of Uncle Sam.
Oh, wow. Good point. Wow. Folks, back at the break, a lot more talk about and your phone calls. If you want to call and share with us, we'd love to have you. 717-300-1698. Give us a call.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E. T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back, and we're waiting for your phone call. Talk to us and laugh with us and tell us your side of the story, whatever you want to do. 717-300-1698. I enjoy talking to Dave here, just like I do when I have Jerry Barrett and some people on, that we laugh a lot together during the program. We cover a lot of serious situations, but we like to laugh about it, a laugh going through it. It isn't funny, necessarily. But, folks, if we can fellowship together with a little bit of laughter, talk about serious things, it makes it a lot lighter and a lot more pleasant to discuss with somebody who has a sense of humor and wants to lighten the situation somewhat. And Dave's one of them. But, Dave, we have been, oh, my, there's no way we could count all the ways that we've been undermined and enslaved and compromised ourselves and lied to, deceived. It's many different directions. There's no way we even count them all in one program. But wouldn't you think that after years and years of deception, the masses would figure it out and say, hey, this is enough of that? And the only answer I have for that is myself is, by the time that one generation figures it out, it passes away, and the next generation doesn't have any idea what we live through. That's just the only answer I have. What's your opinion?
No, they love to eliminate history, and that's exactly what they're doing in the schools right now, because this is what I brought up before about teaching your children well. And I have people like Alex Newman on my show, and he's talking about the fact he's homeschooled his kids for the last 15 years, and I'm going, a man after my own heart, because I homeschooled my daughter, and I know exactly what, you know, he's talking about. And he did it. He's doing it right now still. His family travels with him everywhere he goes. They're plotting a 10-acre farm in Florida and just doing all sorts of great, good things. He's an international journalist, and he's exposing a lot of the stuff that we're talking about here on the show. You know, the thing that also concerns me, because of the fact that we are in not just a war. It's like what Alex said about a war on for your mind. This is, I've been at his show multiple times in person in the studios in Austin talking to him, and along with a lot of his other co-hosts. And so, you know, when I see the work that they're doing and what they're trying to do, as preachers and sharers of the word, we have to be careful and we have to use wisdom in how we share things, because, you know, the FCC likes to regulate, you know, basically how we operate. But when it starts to regulate content, this is when we're starting to have a problem, because then we can't have the word out anymore. And this is as bad as what happened during COVID-19 when all these churches were told you can't hold services. I don't care about your believing. You're going to stay at home and do what you're told. And people complied.
Well, but one thing about that, though, Dave, they didn't shut down the strip joints.
No, no, and the liquor stores. Oh, yeah, no, no. Yeah, we have to keep them open. Strip joints. Boy, it's funny you bring that up.
Well, don't tell Marsha about that up. Anyway.
That's a good one. I love it.
But
you're right about that. You're right about that. All the Sin City, all the sins, all the vices were allowed to exist because people need a way to release. Otherwise, I mean, you try to tell an alcoholic that he can't go to the liquor store, oh, you'll have a fight on your hands. They already know that the world is so twisted because they program people to be like that. I mean, I remember civics in high school. It wasn't much. They didn't teach things like the Constitution. And when I got into American government, I'm looking at my American government teacher, and I said, now I know I got a C in this class, is because I'm a libertarian and she isn't. And I said, that's why. Because from the moment you walk into any college or higher learning, it all becomes political. And this is what they're teaching her kids, and her kids are getting out. Their work ethic is gone. This is one beautiful thing about your show, Pastor Butch, is that, you know, you talk about the work ethic. The Bible talks about you don't work, you don't eat. I mean, it has so many different things about working. And look at Moses. I mean, strength of an ox, eye of an eagle when he got taken up on Mount Nebo. I mean, all of these things that we know, that we share with people, and they have a hard time. Well, that may work for you, but, you know, what am I supposed to do about it? And they sit around and have pity parties, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, well, then there's always AI. I mean, look at this latest development. I mean, you talk about Satan reincarnate. I just got my lovely wife sent me a letter here, and she says, Mark in Washington, D.C. wrote in with a question that absolutely pulled at my heartstrings, and this was, you know, from a broadcaster. It says, Kim, I love your newsletter and your shows on WTOP 103.5 FM. Now, this is inside the nation's capital now. This is D.C., corporate. So my dad passed away recently, but I have all of his voicemails on my phone. Is there any way to recreate his voice so my two young kids can hear him read their favorite bedtime stories? Mark, what a beautiful idea, and yes, you can absolutely do this with a little bit of AI magic and some tech know-how. To me, that's some pretty scary stuff. Bringing back the dead, and I don't know. They're talking about saving and organizing the audio and pulling the voicemails off your phone. And if you have an iPhone, open the phone app and tap voicemail and select the message and tap the share icon and save it to files, messages, and email it to yourself. And if you have an Android phone and your carrier's app, there's a way to save voicemails. But the thing is that when you save all of these things and you're trying to recreate and you're letting AI. I remember when we had the other show on satellite radio, or rather shortwave, and this fellow from North Carolina called up, and he says, I can't believe that people, and you know Jeff, Todd, and he would call up and say, I can't believe people are going online and having dates with these people that are nothing but fictions. They're nothing but persons.
That's true.
And I mean, they've been told, oh, you know what? You don't deserve to live. Go kill yourself. And people have done it. You know, that's what I call it, the Tide Pod Challenge. You know, you find out who's in the gene pool who doesn't belong there. So here, have a Tide Pod. If you're dumb enough to eat that and burn out your intestines, I mean, if your body's supposed to be a temple of the Lord, why would you do that in the first place? Which is why when I see this fentanyl pandemic going on, you know, and this big explosion of kids eating Skittles and dropping dead, I'm just kind of like, okay, what put this in their head that they should go out and do this? Well, the parents weren't paying attention. So I have to look at the kids and what they're doing today and all the crime that's going on right now. The kids, they run over a police officer in Vegas and they sit in court and they just laugh until the judge sentences them to life in prison without parole. Then they're not laughing anymore. You know, now they're going to be somebody's sex partner in prison because that's the way the prison system works. It's unfortunate,
right.
But it's true.
Well, and it's also true that judges get paid for locking people up, folks.
That's right.
I'm not making it up. That goes into retirement fund. That's just a fact. But, you know, I want to make this point, then we'll take a phone call or two. I made this point in Bible study this past weekend that before the government started seizing power and control with the people and doing things, everything from Social Security to income taxes, whatever it may be, before you started doing that, their first move was this. We're going to force every child into a government-run school. We're going to call public education. So everybody has a chance for education. People can't afford it. We're going to say it's paid for it. Now, everybody grabbed onto it because they sinned with good intention. They entrusted their child, a living soul, into the minds of man. Now, maybe some of them were pure in their ideas, and maybe some of the things they did for a while was really just and right. But let's face it, folks, the public school system has turned into a hellhole they put our children in. And now we have our children so confused, they don't know whether they're boys or girls. But the first move was we must get the children to get them taught our ideas. Then we can change this country and form it into our own hands. And before I go to phone calls, does that make a good point to you, Dave?
Oh, definitely. Especially, you know, when I was on the show and I would report, hey, we got teachers out there now that they actually have a closet, a cross-dresser's closet right there in the classroom. Here, go in there and pick something sexy out and put it on and come out here and we'll give you a new name. But don't tell mommy and daddy. See, this is when things start hitting mission critical, when your child comes home. And the whole idea is to tear out and tear up the family unit, because the family unit right now has to stay strong. It's the only thing we have right now that's saving America.
Well, unfortunately, it's just about unraveled. That's the sad part. Let's go to North Carolina and talk to Chad. Chad, come on in. Welcome.
Pastor Butch, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
I had not talked to Dave in a long time.
You haven't, but I recognize you. How you doing, sir?
Just sort of treading water where I'm at. It's funny you were talking about the cross-dressing rooms and stuff. We actually, where I work, they were observing Pride Day or week or month. I don't know what it is, you know, how long of a period they expected people to do this. But they wanted people to wear their most vivid colors. And, of course, very few of the people where I work did that. But it was just the idea that the company was promoting this, you know, I'll call it pagan worship for the employees. Even though, you know, their current administration has been trying to reel back some of this, they're just making end runs around the American people to just push these agendas, especially here in this state. I don't know if you followed the new traitorous governor of North Carolina, who I would wager probably won by cheating. Of course, his opponent didn't run a very good campaign, but he was cut to pieces by the media with the ads of all the left-wing people saying that, you know, he was against a women's rights to an abortion. What a terrible thing that was, and so he lost. Now we're stuck with the governor who vetoed legislation by the state to define two sexes. The other thing was, I'm trying to remember, to prevent taxpayer-funded transgender surgery for inmates. He vetoed the bill that would have barred that. And the third thing, I forget what it was, but it was something along those lines. And he sent a message to the state legislature that it's time for, you know, probably the Republicans, he worked with them when they finally get serious about addressing the concerns of the people of North Carolina. This is who runs the grid, I call it, the brainwash control grid to keep the American people matters to them. And, of course, they promote all the green energy and windmills and solar panel farms, which I've seen pop up not too far from where I'm living now. It's just horrible.
Let me ask you a question, Chad. Are the people getting mad, or are they just sitting back and complaining, or are they going to do something about it?
I see more complaining than doing anything. In fact, in one of the local, I'm not going to give too many specifics, but we'll just say the local party politics here, they actually, without any real opposition, adopted a platform that in order for a person to run, and I believe this is for the Republican Party in the state, for a local person to run, they had to be approved by the state party. Now, this is Republicans. This isn't the Democrats. I don't know what the Democrats do. They do anything. But that was exactly what most of your grassroots Republicans would have complained about the Democrats doing, trying to control everything from voting districts to whatever it is.
Well, both parties are basically the same thing, and both parties want to control their own. That's why both parties try to keep anybody out that is different thinking of them, because they don't want to lose the power in their whatever state they're in or whatever it may be. They're both about the same thing. Anything else you want to say, Chad? Go ahead.
Well, a couple things, if you'll allow me. You reminded me that just in the last 2 weeks, I don't know if it was the State Board of Elections, they decided to bar all other parties from being recognized in the state other than the Republican and Democrat Party. Manipulate you with. And I got one more question for Dave. You were the last host, and figured you're the one that would know. Is the Power Hour operating in any way, shape, or form anywhere, radio or... I'm just curious to know.
No.
No. Okay.
Totally out of business.
Okay. Well, that's sad, but they're still taking my monthly membership donation that I was making. That's why I wanted to know, because I'm still.
No, they're not a nonprofit. They're not a nonprofit. They are an LLC out of Missouri, and. I got a two-paragraph email July 13th of last year that basically said, we don't need you anymore. We're done. And then, of course, they had a lot of these guest hosts on that all said they were filling in for me when the host and the owner of the Power Hour and the Power Mall knew. And they basically lied to, I hate bringing up a sore subject, but since you asked, there should not be any continuous donations to that group, because it doesn't exist anymore. They're done.
Well, who's pocketing the money?
I don't know.
That would be the owner of the Power Hour.
Okay. All right. Good question, Chad. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right. Let's stay right here. I know that Dave knows this next guy because I've heard him call Dave's show. Let's talk to Chance right here in West Virginia.
There's my good buddy. How you doing, sir?
Hey, guys, what a surprise. Boy, this feels just like a family reunion with Pastor Bush, the Dave Meister, the almighty Topster standing by. The only one missing now is Jeff the Main Man Rents. I got to ask you, both of you, I can't help but wonder if this Trump, after he meets with Nutty Yahoo very soon, if he's going to start pounding on his chest and start to make a move on Iran, like maybe bombs away shortly after the meeting. What do you think?
Any comments on that, Dave? Then I'll give my opinion.
Well, on our show, we played the bomb, 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 Iran. We played that because we were having fun with it. So the thing is and Todd just, he comes up with some creative stuff too. So, we added a little John Wayne to our 4th of July program. So the thing about Trump is you can't please everybody. You can't be all things to all people. And what he's trying to do basically is, we have a legislature. We have a Congress and we have a White House that, and a cabinet that is full of billionaires. And this is what he's catering to. Now, because of the fact that we're supposed to believe, and there are people out there that say, hey, look, Israel can take care of itself. It's got nuclear weapons. But the thing is if somebody doesn't put a leash on the Khazarian Jews that are running Israel right now, they could literally turn this entire scenario into World War III times 10. And this is what I think Trump is afraid of. And that's why I don't think he's beating his chest. I think he's going to be, you know, very stern, give warnings to both sides. And that's why you saw Tucker interviewing the president of Iran. You know, it's like, oh, well, see, there's a guy, mainstream media, interviewing Iran, trying to make himself look good. That's the last person I want to talk to, because right now, I mean, if they're saying jihad, death to America, he's the last guy I want to have on my show, him and Robert Malone.
Okay, and I'll give you my opinion too, Chance, because I've shared this at Bible study this past weekend. I shared it on the air last week. Iran has been on the hit list since 2006, and I have it documented fact. They're the next step in the progression of Israel's goal to conquer the Middle East with our men and our money and our power, so to speak. So do I think it's going to happen right away? I really can't say yes or no, but I think it's probably closer than we want to think about. This is biblical. I taught it a couple weeks ago in the Bible, who America is in prophecy, and I also taught our demise, our destruction. It won't be the end of us, not by any means, but nonetheless, it's going to be our destruction, and I even taught the nations from the Bible who's going to do the invading. So it is coming. When it is, I don't know, but it is coming, Chance. Anything else?
You know, I'm starting to think that our politicians, maybe they should just go ahead and change the name of our Congress to the Knesset, or just move Washington D.C. to Jerusalem and get it over with. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, when over half of the Congress is dual citizenship with Israel, that should tell us all something. By the way, Chance, please call the office tomorrow. You got our number. And I'm going to send Faith.
Oh, about all those calls, Pastor. But, you know, I'm really flattered. But I wonder why all these people,
well,
want to talk to me. You know, I'm starting to bless, and I'm the only one in the room here.
Well, you call tomorrow. I'm going to send this number to Faith, and she'll pass it on to you so you can call Darlene in New Jersey.
All right, guys. God bless you both.
All right,
now.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it.
Appreciate a chance.
Folks, lines are open. 717-300-1698. We got about 4 or 5 minutes left. And Dave, I want to say, I mean, I've had fun tonight. I know we covered some serious topics. We tried to go back to some basic things, I guess you could say, and put them together. But we have enslaved ourselves through our ignorance. Now, Hosea 4:6 again. We've also enslaved ourselves through our own greed. We want stuff more than we want our liberties. And I say this, and I'll say it again. Most people say they want freedom, but if it means that they don't get handouts any longer, they don't really want freedom. They want security. And Ben Franklin answered that question very clearly, did he not?
He sure did. You know, because if you're going to trade one for the other, you deserve neither.
And we got neither. We got what we deserved.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen so many things happen. And back in 1964, I was a very young man. Well, I guess I was, what would it be? I'd be about 16 years old, I guess, when they took the silver out of the out of the coins. I had no idea what that meant. The news said it'd be worth the same. I mean, I didn't know. I asked my dad many years later, why did you trust him doing that? We trusted the government. And he knew he said that. It was a foolish thing to have to say, but that's what they did. And now we see our dollar worth nothing. Even on the world scale, it's losing value every day. People don't want it. But all this is part of the demise of a country. It got away from the laws of God. When God says that unjust weights and measure is an abomination to God. And gold and silver has always been a just weight and measure. But now we see this taken away from us because of our ignorance again. The people didn't rebel because they didn't know. They didn't understand. They took away the gold back in the 30s and from behind the dollar. And Nixon cut a clear out for international trade. Inflation hit us hard in the 70s. I remember I got married in 1971. I remember that. When I got married, you still buy 12 loaves of bread for $1, 12 hot dogs for $1. Something happened, and we let it happen on our watch. Dave, go ahead and say a few things, but wrap it up in about 2 minutes.
Now, we're in a really strange situation, as long as you're bringing up weights and measures. Wyoming, Florida, Utah, and Arkansas and a few other states now are starting to move in the direction of the proper weight and measure, which is gold and silver coin, in exchange for paying off debts. We're talking about state debts right now, and what they're trying to do is get – and I think you're going to see the states – start to go, hey, wait a minute, you know, we may be a corporation like the United States government is, and this is one of the reasons why, you know, when we look at this system for what it is, and it's taken everything out of the constitutional context and converted it into an administrative contractual forum, we are all in trouble if we ever have to stand in that forum. So if you're going to migrate to a state, at least do something that, you know, they're not going to replace one fiat currency with another like crypto. And we've had this argument on my show tons of times about how well crypto is doing. But I said, look, it's like ether. It's like a gas. They call it Ethereum for a reason. And if I want gas, I'll eat a can of beans. I'll have all the gas I want. So, you know, it's like one of these crazy things that we just have to adjust to. You can't take one fiat currency, replace it with another, and expect the American people to survive, because it's not going to happen. And this will break out. You know, Rasmussen was right when they were saying 41% of the people think we're going to be in a civil war within 5 years. And if we don't start getting a handle on our own life and start depending on God instead of the government, especially when it came to taking these jabs, we're in trouble. We're going to become extinct very quickly.
Well, we've got so used, I think, maybe we've become somewhat callous. Some people are still, I think, believe the lies we're told by both sides that running for office.
Right.
Trump's lied to us numerous times. He's done some things I agree with. He's lied to us many times. I don't have time to name him now. But we've become so used to it now, I think. A lot of us become, it no longer seem to phase us. Well, we'll vote for the lesser of evils. There ain't no such thing. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Sin
that's
is
right.
Sin. You know, so that's where we are today, Dave. I want to thank you for being there with me tonight. I really enjoyed this very much, and we'll have to do it again sometime.
You bet.
All right, and keep in touch, and let me know how things coming with your ideas on radio. What anything I do to help you, let me know.
Sure. Well, I appreciate that. It's always good to have people on the outside looking in saying, hey, you know, I'm there to support you if you need it. Also, just remember that, you know, Pastor Butch does run an LPFM station that depends on donations, so please go to his website and donate if you can. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you, David. I'll be in touch. If you need me for anything, just give me a holler, okay?
I appreciate that, sir. God bless you for the work you're doing.
All right. Talk to you soon. Folks, I enjoyed that greatly. I did. I know we didn't hit on real heavy stuff tonight. We hit some very basic things again that because we didn't understand what had happened, I didn't. I know most of y'all didn't either. We now are where we are. But again, ignorance is no excuse for the law. That's Bible. It's the law of the land. But let's all band together and at least open your mouth and try to warn people. You maybe can't help them. If they won't listen, you can't. I need to try. See you tomorrow night, folks. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.